This is Game, Set, Match Kentucky, Episode 16, recorded August 23rd, 2019, entitled, A Download is a Download. Hey everybody, it's time for episode 16 of Game, Set, Match Kentucky, where we talk about all things related to the Central Kentucky Tennis Series, and maybe a whole lot more that you never asked for. This is Friday, August 23rd, 2019. I'm Chris Godby, the chairman and one of the founders of the CKTS, where the lines are good and sandbagging is for golf. As always, I'm here at the home office of the CKTS in Russell Springs, Kentucky. I'm delighted to have Susan Hadley back with me today. She's on the board of directors here at the CKTS, as well as on the Lake Cumberland Tennis Association. She's an assistant tennis coach at Russell County High School. And rumor on the street, Susan, is that you've just started now renting U-Hauls on the weekends because of all the trophies you're collecting at the tournaments. So, is your vehicle able to pull a trailer? I wasn't aware of that.
Don't believe everything you hear, Chris. Don't believe it. And it is good to be back, let me tell you. I appreciate you.
I think maybe just a sturdy pickup truck would probably do the job. You're only limited to two events, but the trophies are getting bigger and better at some of these tournaments. So
the trophies if you are need always a hand, nice.
Yeah. If you need a hand after you beat me in mixed doubles, if you need me to carry your trophies for you next time, I will do that as the loser. I'll make that one of my duties.
I'm watching you, Chris Godby. I think you're just trying to pump me up so I'll lose.
Trying to give you some false confidence,
yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, that. I gotcha.
Today on this episode of Game, Set, Match Kentucky, we will take a look at the results of the 2019 Kids on the Block Points for Puppets tournament in Bowling Green. That's a mouthful. We'll also preview the Glasgow Open, which is happening next weekend. We do have a challenge the call question that has a pretty straightforward answer today. We'll look at what's coming up in tennis in other places around the area. And our sponsor for this episode is Vision Cabinet Source. Susan, I just had a thought.
Yeah.
Instead of a truck or instead of a trailer, maybe you can have Jason Ford at Vision Cabinet Source design you just a nice new trophy cabinet for all these trophies that you're collecting. What do you think?
That is an excellent idea. I'd say they do really good work, too.
They could do the stained cabinets, the painted cabinets,
yeah.
However, whatever best fits your decor or for whatever room you're going to put these in.
Listen to you, decor, using all those big words.
Decor, yes. Well, Vision Cabinet Source is a kitchen and bath supplier, but perhaps they could build trophy cases too. I don't know. They do ship their products all over the United States. And if you're building a home or renovating your home, give Vision Cabinet Source a call because they can provide you with classic cabinet styles that are well-built and affordable in painted designs or stained lines of cabinets. They keep them stocked at their warehouse there where they make them in Campbellsville, Kentucky. They've got a 17-step finishing process that assures top quality craftsmanship. So go check out their styles and designs on their website at visioncabinet.com or call them at 270-465-3222. Please tell them you heard about Vision Cabinet Source right here on Game, Set, Match Kentucky. Susan,
yes.
I'm a little bit in celebration mode here because... And we're actually late on this, so this is a belated anniversary celebration. Earlier this month, Game, Set, Match Kentucky celebrated its one-year anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I heard you say episode 16. I just couldn't believe there had been that many, and it has been a year.
So we are celebrating 1 year as a podcast. I'm very grateful to the people that have been listening to the program and downloading the episodes of this show. I'm grateful to the people in other states and countries that are listening to this program. I really don't know why they are, but I'm so glad to have you as a listener. We now have listeners in 19 states, Susan, 19 states.
I cannot believe that. That's just unreal.
And 18, and also in eight other countries. Well, that includes the United States. So seven other countries. are listening to Game Set Match Kentucky, and English is not the first language in many of those countries, so I don't really get it, but hey, I'm glad to have them. The more the merrier. Everyone is welcome.
Well, I know when you first proposed to the board to do this podcast, I thought, well, now that'll be a nice little local thing that we can do for our CKTS players. I never dreamed that it would be as widespread as it is. Congratulations. Good job.
Thank you. And I've said this before on another episode, but I am very grateful to the fellow CKTS board members for approving this unanimously last year to, you know, spend a few bucks to get some equipment and get this thing going. And I've had a blast doing it, and I'm looking forward to doing it for a whole lot longer.
Well, I'm glad, because I think you do a great job.
Let's take a look at the Kids on the Block Points for Puppets tournament results. So this was our tournament last weekend in Bowling Green. That was August 17th and 18th. And a great job by Chad Young,
always,
who spearheaded the whole tournament. He always does a fantastic job. He had a lot of help from Coach Tim Dethridge from Greenwood High School. And how about that Greenwood High School tennis facility?
First rate. I've really enjoyed playing on those courts.
My goodness, that place was incredible.
Yes, it is.
Also, kudos to the South Central Kentucky Kids on the Block for all of their help in all of their help behind the scenes to help make this a very good tournament. It was hot.
Oh,
it was very hot. That's the hottest I've been on a tennis court in I don't know how long, but at least it was dry, no rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I'll start with the boys' 12 and under singles results. And in the final, we had Ben Hansen of Elizabethtown defeating Jackson Donovan of Bowling Green 7-6, 6-3.
All right, I'm doing the boys' 15 and under singles. And the winner in that division was Landon Hagen, defeated Jason Toll 6-2, 6-2.
And look at the size of that draw. I mean, that's 14 out of 16 spots filled. So great turnout by boys 15 and under singles.
That's fantastic.
For the boys 18 and under singles, it was hometown kid Dylan Dethridge of Bowling Green defeating his buddy James Chen of Bowling Green. That final score was 6-3, 6-2.
I saw a little bit of that match. It was a good match. Both those boys have a lot of ability, and I hope that they will continue to play. I'm giving the results for the girls' 12 and under singles. In that division, Arden Dethridge defeated Reese Mormon from E-Town. Arden Dethridge is from Bowling Green, maybe a sister to the Dethridge and the boys.
She is.
Well, she won her division, the girls' 12 and under singles, 6-2, 6-1.
In the girls' 15 and under singles, Aaron Riney from Rineyville, Kentucky, defeated Sammy Cusato from Danville, 6-2, 6-2.
In the girls' 18 and under singles, Ainsley Stobaugh defeated Megan Martin from Bowling Green, 6-2, 6-1.
In men's B singles, it was Matt Cruza of Owensboro, Kentucky, defeating Billy Edge of Jamestown, 3-6, 7-6, and 10-8 in the match tiebreaker.
Men's C singles, our winner was Ronick Shardari from Bowling Green, and he defeated P.R. Patel of Bowling Green, 6-2, 6-3.
In men's open singles, it was Thomas Green of Hopkinsville, Kentucky, defeating Silas Newton of Scottsville, 6-4, 7-5.
In the boys' 18 doubles, the winner was the team of Chin and Dethridge. They defeated the team of Baldwin and Parsons. The score was 6-1, 6-2.
Big weekend for those guys at home.
Sure was. Good for them.
Each in the playing each other in the finals of boys 18 and then winning the boys 18 and under doubles together.
Yeah.
In girls 18 and under doubles, it was Hannah Evans and Megan Martin, both of Bowling Green, Kentucky, defeating Hallie Lindsay and Campbell Ritchie, also of Bowling Green, Kentucky, 6-3, 6-2.
All right. In men's B doubles, the team of Michael Lindsay and Trevor Sanders, both from Bowling Green, defeated the team of Jared McDonald and Troy Young from Camelsville. They had a good match. Their score was 4-6, 6-1, And then Lindsay and Sanders won 10-4 in the super tiebreak.
In men's open doubles, it was Landon Gann of Bowling Green and Parker Young of Frankfort, Kentucky, defeating Wesley Fisher and Silas Newton of Scottsville, Kentucky, 6-love, 6-3.
Okay, in women's open doubles, the team of Jamie Roberts and Emily Wilson defeated Cheryl Hensel and Trina Rickard, 6-3, 7-6.
And my understanding of that match was Trina and Cheryl were up 4-love in the second set. Roberts and Wilson came back and took it from them. They were also up in the match tiebreaker, and Roberts and Wilson came back and took it from them. Kids, it's never over.
Those keep you awake at night.
I know Trina and Cheryl didn't quit. I know that.
Absolutely happen, not.
Yeah, so it sounded like that was a really good match. I'm sorry that I missed that one. The mixed B doubles final was Aaron Ritchie and Jamie Roberts defeating Amanda Patterson and her father, Van Patterson, of Rhineyville, Kentucky, 3-6, 6-2, and 10-7 in the match tiebreaker.
That was another good match. In the mixed open doubles, that was a round robin. In the first round.
Let me just take this one.
All right, you go right ahead.
It was Susan Hadley, of Jamestown, Kentucky.
Yes.
Steve Humphreys, the lawyer from Lebanon, in the first round robin match, just putting the smack on me, Christopher Godby, and my partner, bless her heart, for playing with me. She's so nice to take me as a partner here in mixed doubles. 6-1, 6-3. And then you guys went on to win the last match of the round robin over Bob Lindsay and Shannon Maglinger. Close match, 6-3, 3-6, 10-6.
Yes, it was. That was a very good match. Both of our matches were good matches.
So you guys were the winners. Lindsay and Maglinger were the runners-up. And that is mixed open doubles. And I'll let you take mixed 18 doubles since I stole your mixed open doubles. If I can't beat you in a mixed open doubles match, I'm going to take the announcement away from you on the podcast. How about that?
That's only fair. That's only fair. Okay, Chris, this is the mixed 18 doubles. Another good turnout. We had five teams in that. The winner in that division was Creighton Lessenberry and Hallie Lindsay, and they defeated Hannah Evans and Braden Stefanski. The final score was 6-2, 6-0.
All right, so that's a look at the Kids on the Block Points for Puppets tournament from last weekend in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The current point standings are not yet up to date. Perhaps they'll be ready for an episode next week. But here's some upcoming events on the CKTS. The Glasgow Open 2019 is our next big tournament. That is next weekend. It's Labor Day weekend, August 31st and September 1st. Entries opened this past Monday, August 19th, and they will close this coming Tuesday, August 27th at 6 p.m. So please be sure to register for the Glasgow Open. Our next tournament after that will be 2 weeks following. September 14th and 15th is the Columbia Open. We have a new director of the Columbia Open this year, Candace Gallagher. It will be held at Lindsey Wilson College, and entries will open on Monday, September 2nd, with the deadline of Tuesday, September 10th, at 6 p.m. Central Daylight Time. CKTS tournaments are USDA sanctioned for juniors as Southern Level 5 and for adults as Kentucky Level 100. Lake Cumberland Tennis Association also is having fall leagues that are starting this Monday. So act quickly if you want to get into that. The Mountain Tennis Circuit has a tournament coming up on September 6th through the 8th. It's the Start City Open in Prestonsburg, Kentucky. Their website is mtctennis.org. Courtesy of USTA Kentucky, USTA Kentucky award nominations are open until September 15th, so you have just two or three weeks left. If you want to nominate someone for Volunteer of the Year or Best Female Player, Best Male Player. They have several different categories. They have Community Tennis Association of the Year, which the CKTS won back in 2010, and Lake Cumberland Tennis Association just won this last year. They have all kinds of different categories that you can nominate someone who you feel deserves recognition for what they do for tennis in Kentucky. The Mixed Doubles State Championship in Bowling Green will be September 5th through the 8th, and registration is open. The deadline is August 28th, so that's coming up this next Wednesday. To keep up with USTA Kentucky, visit KentuckyTennis.com. Follow USTA Kentucky on Twitter and Facebook for information on tournaments, grants, scholarships, other events, team events, and everything. You can also send us your tennis events to info@GameSetMatchKY.com. So, Susan, we have a challenge the call question.
All right.
Which asks, when spinning the racket before a match, what exactly are the options? Well, first of all, spinning the racket is always what I see, except on television when they do what?
They flip a coin.
They flip a coin.
Yes.
Now, when do they flip the coin?
They flip the coin before the players start to warm up.
They flip it before warm-ups. That's exactly correct. Now, none of us seem to do that in recreational amateur tennis. It seems that we just go out there, kind of wander toward a particular side with really no when I do it, I don't have any kind of sun strategy in mind for warming up on a side. I just, wherever's closer, I go out there and start warming up.
That but sun strategy always confuses me. I always let my partner decide that.
You know, it's maybe it may matter more in doubles. You may have one partner that doesn't mind serving into the sun. Maybe they wear sunglasses and it doesn't really bother them too much, or, you know, whatever. It's going to bite you either way, somewhere down the line. To me, it's not that big a deal, but so most of us wait until warm up is over and we're ready to start the match. Then we, I don't carry any change out there on the court. Do you, Susan?
I never had to change either.
No. So, everyone spins the handle of the racket, and, you have a logo on the butt cap of your racket, a W or an M, a P or a D, or stripes up or stripes down if it's a Babolat racket. And, my Volcal racket doesn't really have anything, so I usually just put a Chiquita banana sticker on the end of my racket, and that's up or down.
I've seen it done. It works.
So here's what the USTA has to say about spinning the racket, or really flipping a coin, however you want to do it, before the match. And this is from the Rules of Tennis, Friend at Court. This is rule number 9, choice of ends and service. The choice of ends and the choice to be server or receiver in the first game shall be decided by toss before the warm-up starts. So, we're all doing it wrong. We're not doing this before the warm-up.
Yeah, we are not legal.
And now, here are the options for the player or doubles team who wins the toss or wins the spin. Mm-hmm. So, they have 3 options. Option A, they can choose to be server or receiver in the first game of the match, in which case the opponents shall choose the end of the court for the first game of the match. So, if you choose service order, then the other team gets to choose the side.
Okay.
Option B, you may choose the end of the court for the first game of the match, in which the opponent shall choose then to be server or receiver for the first game of the match.
Okay.
Option C, which I've never really seen that anyone exercise this option.
I'm confused now.
Yeah, option C is you can, if you win the toss or win the spin, you can let the other person pick your opponent. You can let them choose
It's
almost like you won the toss, but like, oh, here, you win the toss,
Okay.
If you're going to do that, just don't even spin, right? Yeah, if you're going to do that, don't even spin. Just let them say, hey, whatever you want to do. You want to serve first?
You decide.
Okay, so here's a case that they list in the Rules of Tennis in Friend at Court. Uh-huh. Do both players and teams have the right to... So this is like a sub-question of Challenge the Call here, but this wasn't sent to me. So do both players and teams have the right to new choices if the warm-up is stopped and the players leave the court? So, for example, I would say if they've already done their spin or toss, mm-hmm. they're warming up, and then there's a 45-minute rain delay.
Oh, okay.
So, do they have the right to new choices if the warm-up is stopped and the players leave the court? And the decision on that is yes.
Oh, they do. I would have said no.
The original result of the toss stands, or the spin, like whoever won the spin won it, but now they can change their mind and make new choices.
Okay.
Let's say it stopped raining and the sun came out brightly. And it's been cloudy all day. It rained a little. Now the sun's out wide open. They can make a new choice since the match hasn't started yet.
Interesting.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. I never knew that myself. So
I didn't either.
That was a very good question. If you have a question for Challenge the Call, you can email it to challenge@gamesetmatchky.com. So we have the Glasgow Open coming up next weekend, August 31st and September 1st. If you are there, look me up and hit me up for a t-shirt. That's going to just about serve out this episode of Game Set Match Kentucky. And I really appreciate everyone for listening. And thank you for a fun year. If you're listening through our website, you can subscribe with any podcast app on your mobile device. I'd like to thank the listeners that we have from new locations. I mentioned, 19 states and 8 countries.
Yeah.
We now have listeners in Wisconsin and over in Europe. We now have listeners in Germany. So
that's just amazing.
It was probably an accident. They may have clicked on the wrong thing. I don't know. But hey, a download is a download.
Yes, sir, buddy. You're exactly right.
And while you're there in your podcast app, you can give us a 5-star rating and write us a short review. You can also visit Game Set Match Kentucky for all of our episodes and show notes. You can follow us on Twitter @GameSetMatchKentucky or like our Facebook page, Game Set Match Kentucky, the podcast. LakeNet Media provides the web hosting. If you're looking for a dependable web host, you can reach out at 757-LakeNet. That's 757-525-3638. Thanks again to Vision Cabinet Source. And it's not too late for you. If you would like to be a sponsor of this program, you can send an email to info@gamesetmatchky.com. Uh-oh. There's the sound again. We're going to hear this a lot at the U.S. Open. Hawkeye says we are out.
Oh, gosh. Too bad.
Yeah. Speaking of U.S. Open, starts Monday, right?
It's exciting. I'm ready to go. Got the DVR all set to record.
Well, thank you all for being here. Thank you for a great first year of listening to this program. And until next time, I'm Chris Godby with Susan Hadley, and this has been Game Set Match Kentucky. Yeah, I'm not going to get to watch as much of it as I would like to, but I'm going to watch all that I can. It's exciting. It's a great tournament.
I've really been a couple
of times. Have you ever been?
I have never been to the U.S. Open. I've been to the Western and Southern in Cincinnati, I think, three different times.
Yeah, you started that word with W, and I thought you were going to say Wimbledon.
Whoa, no.
Western and Southern.
Wimbledon. I do know some local people here in Russell County who have been though to Wimbledon.
You're gonna have to tell me about that off the air. Well, I'm a local person who's been to Wimbledon, but
I didn't know that.
I didn't get to watch any matches. No, I just got to visit the grounds because I was there. Well, okay, I'll tell the story really fast.
Good.
I've been there twice. I just had to see Wimbledon. I was on an educational trip with some students. So we go to the Wimbledon district of town, and this is in 1996. So Pete Sampras is playing, Andre Agassi, And, of course, you have to have tickets. We don't have tickets. There's a line way down the block for people to get in from, people that are leaving, they can turn in their tickets and, you can get a grounds pass or something like that.
Uh-huh.
So that wasn't going to happen. That line was way too long. So I actually climbed a tree and,
Christopher Godby.
I just wanted to see something because there's a big, fence all around the place. And I just wanted to see something. So I was able to get a view of the practice courts. And I think I actually snapped a picture. This is in the course before digital cameras. I had to wait till I got home and develop the film. But yeah, I got a picture of some practice courts. And the next time I went, it was after the tournament was over for the summer. And that was better in a way because you got to go inside.
Right.
And you could go to the shops inside and you could get a tour of center court. Oh. So I was in the stadium of center court. And, you know, they don't let you down on the grass or anything like that.
Oh, absolutely
and,
not.
Yeah, because, you know, we were from Kentucky and they didn't want us to. No, I'm just kidding. But but I did get to be in center court for a few minutes. So that was cool. But
is the stadium just huge?
It's not as big as it looks on TV. I mean, okay. You go in, you think, well, this is it. This is not that real. This is not really that big, you know, okay. But yeah. It's bigger than the bleachers at Greenwood High School, I can tell you that.
Good enough.
And they have good seating there too, actually.
Yes, they do.
Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
So, yeah, step away. Carson had a question, and by the time I got over there, he forgot his question.
That boy, he's the cutest thing.
I should just leave that 2 minutes of silence in here in the recording. Just let everybody get the whole feeling.
Yeah.
Just like they're here, right here in the home office.
Oh, shoot.